Well, hello everyone. Welcome back. Today is Friday, September 16th, 2016. My name is Angela Walton-Raji, and this is the African Roots Podcast. And remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. Well, everyone, oh my goodness. Well, things have begun. This is an exciting time to be a part of the genealogy community, and if you have even a remote interest in researching African ancestored families, communities, and even a larger scale, just the pursuing the genealogy, whether for yourself, for a client, or for others, this is a great time to be a part of this community because there are so many things going on. Now, this past week has been amazing. The energy, that's all I can say, is high. What am I referring to? Well, if you have not had a chance, you've heard me talk about Google Hangouts in the past. Well, now in Google, things are now becoming just live events. Well, as a part of that, Black ProGen, which is a community of professional genealogists who share an interest in researching African ancestored families. And actually, among that community are individuals who are of African ancestry and who are not, but perhaps they work with a museum or have clients who are African American or researching something on their own community. We are a community. We help each other. We share findings with each other, and we ask questions and sometimes get some amazing answers as well. Well, we used to have the Google Hangouts. Now we have Black ProGen Live. Wow. This week we had one, and it was just amazing. The energy that was there, there were 12 people on the panel this past week, and it was just exciting. There was so much energy. Our focus this past week, and I am going to put a link for you on the podcast website so you can go watch the video because everything is saved after the live event on YouTube. So I'm going to put that up there for you. But wow, we talked about North Carolina and South Carolina resources for African ancestor genealogy. It was fantastic. And the energy that was there, special thanks to the information that was shared by the participants. I can just say the energy was high. We had lots of people who were in the viewing audience as well as 10 people on the panel. Wow, you can't get better than that. The energy was exciting. Tony Carrier of Low Country Africana shared all kinds of information on South Carolina resources. And I would say the same thing for the others who shared information. Renata Sanders shared information on North Carolina. There was just so much energy going on. When you watch this podcast, if you missed it, grab a pen and paper. You may want to pause and copy things down because the resources that were mentioned, the websites, the collections, it just went on and on. It was just fantastic. I had not seen that kind of energy just in such a long time. In addition to that, the few new segments that we did have, one was really a lot of fun, the top 10 list on why you're there. But oh my gosh, then we had sort of an open discussion on news items of the day from the genealogy community. This was just wonderful. The energy was there. If you have not had a chance to tune in to Black ProGen Live, yeah, you should. The next one will not be next week, the following week. So just pay attention to us. Follow us on Facebook, Black ProGen Live. And, you know, hey, join the chat or be a part of the viewing audience. We do take questions while the live chat is going on. So if you have questions, you can ask them right there. We will read them and get to them. So, oh my gosh, it was just a great, great experience to be a part of. Now, following along with that, having that chance in the hangout or in the live program to discuss things that were going on in the news, I want to also direct your attention to another energetic conversation. This took place last night on Bernice Bennett's show. Bernice Alexander Bennett, you know, is the host of a program on Blog Talk Radio, Research at the National Archives and Beyond. Her guest was Nika Sewell Smith of Shelby County, Tennessee, and they had an amazing conversation. They talked about challenges for African American genealogists, and the discussion was just covering all kinds of topics. One topic in particular, really to get people to start talking to each other and sharing from the perspective of those who are descendants of people once enslaved and those who are the descendants of slaveholders. You know, sharing information with each other, trusting each other, having a great dialogue. The information was just wonderful, but all kinds of things. The emotion of DNA, and you know, there's a lot of emotion, much of which has yet to be properly addressed. We have a certain emotional quotient, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word, but there is a certain degree of emotion that comes with discovering African American ancestry for lots of reasons. There have been so many cases where there have been acts of exclusion, and these were legalized acts of exclusion. There have been acts of violence that have been certainly put upon people of color, where those who admitted that they committed those acts of violence were never punished. And as a result of that, there is sometimes a certain degree of emotion, fear, and sometimes doubt in terms of whether there'll even be anything to find. And the discussion covered, you know, looking at that emotion, looking at even a sense of doubt that there would be anything to find. I can share an example with you from an elder in the family, in my own family, who's now deceased. But back in the 1990s, when I was researching on one branch of my family, and I had told her that I was looking for this particular ancestor, and she, of course, was in her 90s at the time, and said, "Oh, I don't think you're going to find anything. They didn't keep records on our people." And she was not correct. I found quite a bit of information later, but there was that assumption that there was such disdain, and here's an assumption from a woman who's an elder, there was an assumption on her part, erroneously, but it was still a real feeling, a real emotion of doubt that there was even going to be anything to find, because there has been a feeling that many people, particularly our elders, feel that our lives certainly are not lives that matter and that have been basically discarded as having little value. And she was pleasantly surprised. I was able to share with her data that I found from census records and so much more, and she did appreciate saying that and knowing about that. But the discussion was about that as well. The discussion in terms of how one feels when they first see their ancestor's name on an old record, maybe an antebellum record, and the immediate joy, and then, oh my God, it hits you. I'm just looking at my ancestor listed with furniture, silverware, cattle, hogs, corn, bushels of corn, as opposed to listed as people. And that carries an emotion. That carries an emotion with you for generations. These are the same individuals who maybe who don't understand that emotion, who will simply say, "Oh, get over it. It's over. Get over it. Get over it." I don't think so, because you're actually practicing the same disdain for those once enslaved, that things did not matter what happened to them. Interesting dialogue. But the discussion was energetic. The chat room, oh my gosh, people are in the chat room listening together and they can share comments with each other. It just came alive. It was amazing. So tune in and listen to Bernice's show. As I said, her guest was Nika Sewell Smith, and the discussion about the challenges that really African American genealogists face. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. And a great show last night. As you know, her show airs every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I want to mention that there's some things going on also. Wow. Well, of course, I live in the greater Baltimore, Washington corridor. I live on that corridor, and things are happening. Well, things are happening all over the place. Next weekend, I'm excited to be speaking at the Banneker Museum in Catonsville, Maryland, in Baltimore County. And then that afternoon, I am rushing down to Washington for my little allotted time that I'll have a chance to enter the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. Opening weekend is next weekend. But prior to that, people are coming in now. That's right. They are coming in right now. And people are arriving because there are some receptions going on this weekend. I know that those who are charter members of the museum, they themselves are going to be able to attend an open house tomorrow. And really to have a chance to get in and go take a look. And there is a big gala reception in the evening for donors. Those who donated to the Smithsonian will be welcomed tomorrow afternoon. So people are flying in literally from all over the country. This is an exciting time to be here. In addition to that, this weekend, as I speak to you, the Congressional Black Caucus is hosting its annual conference. Things are jumping at the convention center in Washington. And so, yeah, this is a great time to be in the area. But from a historical, genealogical perspective, wow, Washington is the place to be. And this is just so exciting. I know that individuals are coming in literally from almost every major museum in the country as guests. As I said, those who donated items to the massive collection at the museum itself, at NMOC, which is sort of the acronym for it. Wow, this is exciting. So, yeah, this is the place to be. I will be there in the afternoon on Saturday after my morning presentation at the Banneker Museum. However, I also have tickets to come back on Tuesday the following week, and I'll have a more extended visit. And I am so excited. Plus, this museum, and of course, we as genealogists need to know this, the museum is also going to have a genealogy center. Yes, a center. So you have that interest in family history, you have that interest in learning how to do things, how to find your family. That opportunity is going to be there at the National Museum of African American History and Culture. This is such an exciting time. And I know a few people coming in. I know someone from South Carolina, Tony Carrier, is coming in today. And people from Oklahoma, from Drumright, Oklahoma, right there in central Oklahoma, the historical museum there, they donated some items as well. And certainly a shout out to them. And gosh, people from literally everywhere. This is just an exciting time. Get your tickets, at least for the first month or so. You're going to need tickets because there are always going to be crowds that are going to be there, and they have to kind of stagger the entrance, I think, every 15 minutes or every 30 minutes or so. They just want to stagger the time that you can enter. Once there, you can spend all the time you wish, but they're just trying to do a little crowd control. There are also some other events that are going to be taking place, social events, entertainers, people from literally all over the country in all walks of life. But this museum, wow, it's been coming over 10 years, but it's also been, what, 150 years in the making. This is going to be quite amazing, and we are truly, truly excited about that. So, well, looking ahead just a wee bit, we're less than a month out from the events in October. I'm referring to the annual conference of the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society. That is going to be next month in Atlanta. And I'm going to put a link for you there. Speakers also, some fascinating speakers that are going to be there. And I just urge you to be a part of that. If you're in the Atlanta area, it's going to be at the Western Hotel at the airport. And yes, this has just been incredible. We're just coming off of a very successful and very, very energy-filled International Black Genealogy Summit. The opening of the museum is next week, and now we have also October to look forward to. The OX Conference, AAHGN.org is their website, so definitely take a look. Now, looking ahead, oh my gosh, looking ahead towards 2017, are you ready for Roots Tech? Now, if you don't know what Roots Tech is, just simply know that it is the largest genealogy gathering in the world. That's right, in the world. We're talking easily 25,000 people will descend upon the Salt Palace, which is their convention center, right there in downtown Salt Lake City, Utah. We're talking February 2017. And for the first time during this year, this coming year rather, there is actually going to be an entire track devoted to African American genealogy. Oh my gosh. And there are some amazing speakers, some good workshops, and I think I can count at least six, if not seven, individuals who are going to be presenting at Roots Tech. I know that Bernice Bennett will be there. Dr. Shelley Murphy will certainly be there. Janice Minor Forte of Chicago, Illinois will be there. Nika Sewell Smith, who was a guest on Bernice's show last night, she also will be there. Let me think. Shannon Christmas will be there. Who else am I leaving out? Sherry Camp, National OX President. And yours truly, Angela Walton-Raji, will also be there. I just remembered another person. Also, Robin Foster of South Carolina is going to be there as well. That's at least seven or eight people that I've been able to name for you. There may even be more. We're going to, of course, hear a lot about the recent indexing project of the Freedmen's Bureau records that has been conducted by Family Search. And even at the OX conference, by the way, there's going to be a presentation by Tom Reed talking about looking or going further with Freedmen's Bureau records. So, yeah, oh my gosh. Well, guess what? With all of that hoopla about Roots Tech, registration is now open. That's right. And in fact, you can go now. And they do have early bird registration, which is there. And certainly, and it is the largest genealogy event in the world. So, of course, you know, you want to go to rootstech.org/rootstech-2017. We're talking February the 8th through the 11th, and it is going to be amazing. They're going to have over 200 breakout sessions, an expo hall. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of exhibitors, and just the latest products and services that are being offered by people in the industry, in the genealogy industry. And then for those who are interested in technology, there's the Innovator Showdown to see what people have come up with, what kinds of things that they're going to be judged as they present their product, but what they've come up with, and this is giving them, of course, national exposure. Now, I will say one other thing about Roots Tech. You know, I think if anyone or if anything can be attributed to a surge in family history interest, many of us know that this is almost a direct result of the 76 or 77 airing of Roots. Yes, Roots, back in the 70s, a lot of people began to ask questions about their own family history. Well, guess what? LeVar Burton, who played the original Kunta Kinte in the original miniseries Roots, he is going to be a guest. He is going to be on the stage. He will be there at Roots Tech. And so in addition to having at least 8 speakers who are going to be speaking about African-American history, who are of African ancestry, also Tony Carey of Locandre Africana is going to be speaking as well. Well, goodness, you're going to have, you know, just a number of workshops to select to attend. And, of course, there are workshops of other topics that may be relevant to your state or to some other interests that you have. Over 200 breakout sessions. You don't get this opportunity often throughout the year. So this is something definitely to look forward to. And, yeah, we're all getting ready for that. So I hope to see you there. Take a look. Information about registration is now there. And it's just going to be a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous opportunity. By the way, they're having sort of a kickoff event at Temple Square. You get to hear Oscar Hammerstein and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with the full orchestra. So, yeah, there are quite a few things that are there. The passes and the different prices are there on the site. And if you can register now, you will have a savings through early bird registration. Check it out, rootstech.org. Anyway, how exciting. I'm looking forward to it as well. Well, other things have been going on. If you are on Facebook, I urge you to take a look at a story coming out of New York, coming out of Fairfield. I almost said Fairfax. I'm thinking Virginia. Fairfield County, Connecticut, Greenwich, Connecticut. There's a very, very eyebrow-raising story coming out about cemeteries. And if you follow Teresa Vega, V-E-G-A is her last name, on Facebook, you may want to read her story about what she learned about her own family cemetery. Well, it's not a personal family cemetery, but it's a cemetery where her ancestors are buried. There's an amazing story coming up about that. Basically, it's been turned into, a nice little front yard display. A serious, serious story about cemetery and cemetery preservation. And I really, really, really encourage you to take a look at that. That story has been getting a little bit of press, rightfully so, because we all are involved with cemetery preservation. And, of course, we hear the stories of neglect, but we don't often hear the stories of almost the destruction of cemeteries, where people have just sort of taken over a burial ground and made that burial ground sort of their front lawn. It's, yeah, really kind of a startling story. I'm going to provide a link for you to that story because it has been capturing attention of a lot of people this week as well. Also, a shout out, I guess, to people in Monroe County, Illinois. I'm so glad to hear that some researchers have shared information with one of our associates in the genealogy community from St. Louis, that they have found some information on individuals who are free people of color living in Monroe County. And they're sharing that information. And I'm glad to hear those who descend from the Merrimans of Monroe County, Illinois, will, of course, are looking forward to getting that information because it gives them some specific family history data there. So, you know what? What's great for me is the fact that people are sharing information with each other. And this is what we do. This is what we do as researchers. And this should be what we're doing. So, anyway, happy to share all of that information with you. And I'm just checking the time and realize, oh my goodness, it's almost time for me to wind things down for a week. A lot of things going on this weekend, starting really tomorrow. And the next week is going to be truly exciting as a lot of us are gearing up and putting our energy out there, getting ready to go and visit the Smithsonian Museum and attend the opening events. A shout out to all of those going to the events tomorrow. Take pictures, blog about it. Just tell us your version of what you will have seen. Share your story with us. We are so anxious to hear it and to see the images that you have to share. Anyway, in the meantime, gee whiz, oh my gosh, have a great week. Thank you all for sharing some of your stories with us in the Black Pearl Gen community, but also just in general, placing what you've been placing up there, finding hopefully some of your questions answered, we hope, but also just thank you for listening. I appreciate you and fully understand that I do because, hey, there are a lot of things that you could be doing with your time, and the fact that many of you share your stories and, well, pieces of your research with me, I am more than honored to be a part of that and to be able to pass it on. In the meantime, please have a wonderful week and please continue to do what you do. And you know what that is. Of course, keep researching, keep documenting, and always keep sharing what you find. Take care, everyone. Be well and be safe. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.